I'm still struggling with this treasure thing. I got your letter, and that's why I called. I have gone over these individuals, and I find great problems, much superior to the ones you and I had, with practically all of them. The Greenwald situation has two serious problems. I wouldn't want to repeat it to anybody else. I know Clark doesn't agree with them, but and others, but I think it do. First, I think that he's pretty strong on emphasizing the free and free enterprise, and I read a little bit of stuff he's written, and some of it he regards practically all Social Security and all government assistance as very unwelcome and undesirable. That all still ought to be done on an individual charitable basis. And I think that would create a good many problems for us. I'm unable to find anything about his monetary views. But they have a ruling there that's under fire and just getting ready to begin another big, long investigation. And the contention is that it is an example. It's a pacemaker for a ruling that is to be made in Dillon Reed. And that Dillon's leaving and going to use this ruling as a precedent. And this ruling, according to the information is contrary to what President Kennedy and Bobby had agreed on, according to the senators. So the position the Finance Committee is going to be made is that President Kennedy and Bobby made an agreement that this stock would not be subject to capital gain, and this whatever this company of DuPont's was. That Christiana, after the president died and after Bobby got out, they went back to New York and got a fellow who was for it all along, who had been treasurer, general counsel, brought him back, got him to make the ruling, and that as a result of that, it will give him 100-odd million windfall. Then Dillon falls in line for the same precedent. I doubt that this has merit, but that's the contention, and I think that's explosive. I think that Edgar Kaiser thing is explosive too, because he's all around the world and gone on around and pretty dangerous. It looks to me like the best person in America is you, and I don't want to press you, and I don't think that, I think that perhaps your judgment's right at the moment. I think we might be able to solve this if you just take a little patience, but trouble is we don't have any time for that. We've got to act. This guy's got us under the gun, and he just publicly announced he's leaving, and that gives me 10 days to get a man announced and confirmed. Now, if I could get the business community to listen, as I believe they did on McNamara, because he had been elected president of Ford the day after Kennedy and I was elected president. And because you'd been elected president of American Power and Light 2 or 3 years ago, how long have you been president?
Oh, I've been president about a little over 3 years.
3 years. That cleans you all up pretty good. That gets that bomb-throwing stuff out of you. You just get one of those damn cloaks around you. And you still got the same heart, but somehow or other you're kind of disinfected. And that's what I really need for Gordon. Gordon has your views and has your competence and has everything except your business background. And he's going to leave. I think I could get him to, he says not, I talked to him about this. He says that he's not the man for it, but he's going to leave government. But he knows more about government than anybody in it. And outside of McNamara, he's the most valuable man to me. But I think he'd stay on a year as substitute, and I believe he would do good in our balanced payments work and in our relations with Martin, because he's been kind of the spokesman with Martin a good deal on these other things. And he knows how to do that, but he doesn't want to do it. Apparently wants to get back to private life, and I don't know what the reaction of business would be. I think if it alarmed them, they said, here's just another radical, it might really hurt my balance of payments. And I think that's the biggest problem I've got. And I think it could get Martin upset and get him pulling the other way. We've been kind of going long. He's been inching up gradually, if you'll notice. And I think wants to continue to. I don't think he's quite satisfied that the credit's tight enough. And anyway, I've got to kind of act pretty quick. And I just thought I'd better talk to you and get your judgment again before I did.
Well, I think that the North is a sleeper so far as the business is concerned. I don't think anybody thinks of it in this direction. He has this going for him. He has been the budget director during the time when he introduced the very substantial economies of government. So that I think the word Gordon is synonymous with budgetary control.
Of course, it carries some troubles, too. He's been against these violent farm programs, and he's been for cutting out these bases, and he's been for reducing these hospitals. And that would be good with business, but that gets you a lot of special group and stuff.